Good morning, boys. How are y'all doing today? Okay, are there any prayer requests?
Joe Lopez.
Who else?
Marcus.
Who else? Anybody else? Okay, well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the day, Lord, and for the blessings that you've given us, Lord. We ask that you guide us, Lord. We ask that you be with Joe in South Dakota, Lord. We ask that you be with Marcus and the brethren in Mexico, Lord. We ask that you give them a safe journey as they prepare to leave, Lord. We ask that you help us to understand and walk in the truth that we've been given. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, what was the lesson? Does anybody remember?
Chapter
31. It's 31 or 30? Oh, it's 31. So. And then. Yeah. Okay. Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I hope, may I not be ashamed forever. In your righteousness, deliver and rescue me. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be to me a God to protect me, and a house of refuge to save me. For you are my strength and my refuge. And for your name's sake, you shall guide and sustain me. For you will bring me out from the snare they hide for me. For you are my protector, and to your hands I shall trust my spirit. You redeem me, O Lord of truth. You hate those who maintain their empty vanities. But I hope in the Lord. I will greatly rejoice and be glad because of your mercy. For you behold my humiliation. You saved my soul from distress and did not shut me up into the hands of the enemy. You set my feet in a wide place. Have mercy on me, O God, for I am afflicted. My eye is troubled with anger. So are my soul and my stomach. For my life is wasted with grief and my years with sighing. My strength is weakened with poverty, and my bones are troubled. I have become a reproach among all my enemies, and especially to all my neighbors, and a fear to all my acquaintances. Those who saw me outside fled from me. I am forgotten like one whose heart is lifeless. I was made like a vessel that is utterly broken, for I heard the blame of many who dwell round about. When they were gathered together against me, when they plotted to take my life. But as for me, I hope in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your mercy. O Lord, do not let me be ashamed because I call upon you. Let the ungodly be ashamed and let them down and lead them down into Hades. Let deceitful lips become speechless when they speak lawlessness against the righteous, with arrogance and contempt. How great, O Lord, is the abundance of your goodness. You hide for those who fear you, which you will work for those who hope in you. In the sight of the Son of Man, you shall hide them in the secrets of your presence from the disturbance of men. You will shelter them in your tabernacle from the coordination of tongues. Blessed is the Lord, for he magnified his mercy in a fortified city. But I said in my ecstasy, indeed I am cast away from the continuances of your eyes. Therefore you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried to you. Love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord seeks out truth. And he repays those who act with great arrogance. Be courageous and let your heart be strengthened, all who hope in the Lord. It's probably a little bit different if you have a Masoretic text. Any questions on this? No questions? Are you sure? Okay, so we were supposed to memorize the song. Who memorized the song? Arthur? Anybody else memorize the song? You memorize the song? Okay, so the song that we're supposed to memorize, what song were we supposed to memorize? 155. Okay, who memorized the song? Yeah? Okay, Arthur, can you tell us the first line? You don't have to sing it. Can you just tell us the first line?
Soldiers of Christ arise.
eternal fire.
Okay, who can tell us the next line? Anybody tell us the next line? How about a hill? Strong in the Lord of hosts. Anybody finish it?
And in his mighty power.
Who? In the strength of?
In the strength of Jesus.
Trust?
Trust is more than conqueror.
Okay. How about the third line? Anybody tell us the third line? From strength to strength. Go on. Wrestle.
Wrestle and fight and pray.
Tread.
Tread all the paths of darkness down and win the will of God.
Okay. Four. That having.
That having all things done and all your time set fast, you may overcome.
Through Christ.
Through Christ alone and stand completed.
Okay. Do you think you could sing this song if we stood up to sing it? Who thinks they can sing it? Okay. Okay. So, let's go back to the first line. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on. What is the armor of a Christian? Does anybody know what the armor of a Christian is?
The Bible.
Okay, the Bible. Okay, the Bible speaks about specific armor. Does anybody remember what specific armor the Bible speaks about? Okay, in Ephesians 6. Okay. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay, I'm sorry. I should go to 10. Okay, 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles mean the tactics. Do you understand tactics? Okay. Of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We do not fight against men. We fight against spiritual powers. Yes? You believe this? Okay? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Therefore, okay, the armor of God. Therefore, having guided your ways with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all power and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful in this end with all reverence and supplications for all the saints. Okay, that was the armor of a Christian that Paul gave us as an example to follow. Do you understand? So, what your assignment is for next week is I want you to find one example that you've used in your life using the armor of a Christian. You understand? How you would use the helmet of salvation, or how you would use the sword of salvation. Do you understand? But you understand what your assignment is? Okay. Is there any questions? Okay, and also, I don't think y'all really know the song, so you might want to try to work on the song a little bit too, okay? Okay, any questions? Okay, you can go back to your seat. Thank you.